As we just heard, many Wyoming ranches are being purchased by out-of-state residents. Many of these ranches are up for sale in the first place because older ranchers don't have their heirs who want or know how to run a ranch full-time, or the kids can't agree on what to do with a family ranch after their parents pass away. So, ranching advocacy groups are trying to come up with ways to help manage non-traditional succession plans. Jim Magagna of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association tells Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez that it is important to find ways to help farmers get their money's worth for their land while keeping it in production.
If you look at projected world demand for food supplies, if you look at the demand in Wyoming today for good, healthy habitats for wildlife and open space, ag production complements and helps to meet all of those demands. So it's in our interest to keep properties in production agriculture.
So what is the Stock Growers Association doing to help young people and ranchers basically have a more symbiotic relationship as ranchers are transitioning out of operation and young people are looking to take that up?
I would mention probably three things in particular. 2 years ago, we started an educational program we called MAP, Making a Plan Workshops, that are designed to bring two generations of a family together, really, and help them to initiate those sometimes very difficult conversations about ranch land succession. And, you know, I have heard young ranchers come to me and say, you know, I'm 45 years old and I've been working on the family ranch since I got out of college, but Dad still makes all the decisions. So how do we make those two generations understand that a transition should be a gradual process? It shouldn't be something that awaits the death of the older generation and then the younger one suddenly is faced with decisions that he's never had to deal with before. So part of it is planning, and we've done a number of things to focus on planning. The second thing we've done is directed more toward the issue of ranch succession where there isn't a family member. And we, along with the Wyoming Department of Agriculture, initiated a couple years ago what we've termed the WAGON program, Wyoming Ag Ownership Network, to find opportunities to partner up young people with a strong interest and, in some cases, some considerable experience in ranching or farming with mentors. And it can take several directions. In some cases, it can be a very experienced young individual or couple with a rancher who is really looking for someone that can take over their ranch. And assuming that relationship evolves over a period of time, we'll take some steps to help make sure that it becomes viable over time for that young couple or individual to end up owning that ranch. And then the third component is more of just an internship program, which we established just this summer. We were able to put five young people who are all still in college out on three-month internships with ranches across the state. But the expectation of that rancher is that they involve these people in every aspect of the ranching operation. So they're working, but they're not just a worker out there. They're learning about the various aspects of being successful ranchers. And it's a long-term process. I can't point to any immediate dramatic results that come from it, but we're very confident that over time it will become an important tool in moving people forward. There's one other one that I believe has tremendous potential. We have a Wyoming Stock Growers Land Trust, and the Land Trust is primarily focused on holding conservation easements on ranching properties. And those easements can be a tool because by selling an easement, because they're a way for an existing ranch to derive a significant portion of the value of their land, typically it might be around 40%, in terms of a cash payment, that devalues the land, the remaining value in the land for agricultural production and makes it more affordable to either family succession or to a young person that's coming in and attempting to acquire that ranch.
Now, I'm curious, how receptive have existing ranchers been to these efforts, to the mentorship program and to participating in these easements?
I wouldn't want to say that ranchers are running to grab a hold of any of these programs, but I think they're open-minded. And one of the things that is certainly very helpful, most longtime family ranchers that run two, three, four, and even more generations in Wyoming. They want to see not only the land kept in open space, but they want to see that ranching operation continue, albeit recognizing that changes will take place. So I think that is a huge driver, causing them to be more willing to look at some of the options that might be out there to help assure that their generation of work and that of their parents and grandparents continues into the next generation.
Now, ranchers sort of have their reservations about some of these programs, but you say that they're open-minded. They're going to continue to age. So what do you see happening as far as ranchland succession in the next decade or two?
I'm generally optimistic. I think that the opportunity to see succession moving into the next generation is greater today than I've known it, certainly in the last 30 years, in part because the economics are improved, at least at the moment, and the trends looking ahead, I think it's going to generally be a positive economic outlook for people to getting into farming and ranching. I think that the growing interest of young people for doing this, partly as a way of life, partly because maybe all the other opportunities aren't as glamorous as they appeared to be a few years back. You know, the relatively weak economy that we've experienced the last few years, we've kind of escaped that. Perhaps that helps. Historically, we looked at ranching and farming as just meeting a demand for food and fiber. Today, it has the potential certainly to meet that demand, and we know globally that that demand is going to do nothing but grow, but it also has the opportunity to meet the demand with some economic return for providing so many other amenities that people want, of open space, of hunting and fishing opportunities, providing habitat for endangered species and receiving some economic return for that. There are more options on the table today, which all contribute, I think, toward that more positive outlook.
Jim Magagna, thanks so much for talking with me.
And thank you.
Jim Magagna is with the Wyoming Stock Growers Association.